运皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎德嘎德帕拉嘎德帕拉桑嘎德波利梭哈。现在呢，请大家拿出你的功德本诵。还记得吗？上个星期发给大家，叫大家拿来的。英文也有，英文是 Foundation of all good qualities。好，我们现在一起来念诵。那些要念英文的，你们可以也可以自己念英文。功德本诵，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止，那是乃道之根。然后精进恭敬成依止，唯愿加持令我先体悟。一次所得此善有暇深，难得有意，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清，世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心令所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情同我落有海，然后暗习熟慎菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种戒，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学修子律。唯愿加持令我心流中，熄灭于诸妄境之调具，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，遂令顺利入诸圣中最熟圣金刚圣， 彼具善缘众生正经度，彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达，续补精要及二次地心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是，开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后，迅速证得金刚石果位。英文本是在红色的第93面。
Okay, huh? 啊，What is that? Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, where to start? What to start? What to talk about? I don't know. Huh? So, maybe you already know, maybe, but just make simple thing, no, maybe good to know. Maybe you already know, I'm not sure, so when you do the prostration, you know, so how to do, correct way to do prostration, maybe good to know that, yeah.
大家可能已经知道了一些简单的休息的方法，比如说怎么做正确的去做这个礼拜呀、大礼拜等等。
So that can be no.Prostration from the body, prostration from the mind, speech, and prostration of the mind.
可是呢，这个礼拜做大礼拜啊，其实可以分为身的礼拜、口的礼拜，还有意的礼拜，就身、口、意三种不同的礼拜。
You know?
大家是否知道呢
should know.
They say they don't know, but some know they say no.
不懂。不懂。不懂。So, So, of course, normally when you say prostration, we just understand of the physical prostration from the body, you know.
通常我们讲做大礼拜，我们指的呢，平常我们指的做大礼拜，就只有用我们的身体去做这个大礼拜。
Okay, so also that good to learn, of course, it seems important.To do physically prostration also important, you know, but good to know how to do correctly.
当然，如理正确的，用我们的身体呢去做大礼拜呢，是很好的，也是非常重要的修行之一。
So. Normally, we put our palm together. so when you put palm together, so it's mentioned in the sutra, so don't put your two palm like plait together like that. Plait. So not like this. Yeah. Mm.
所以呢，经典也有说过呢，在我们做大礼拜的时候呢，我们要双手合十。这个合十的时候呢，你的手指啊，那手指的手不要分开来
啊。OK，
不要这样。
Not
这是不对的。
Not like this。
哦，你的手指不要分开，要把它连在一起，不要分开。这分开是错的。
Not like this. First, understand. Not like this. First, understand that.
这错的，这看的，你们看这个是错的，要合起来。
Okay, so in the text mentioned, like make a shape of the jewel, you know, not like this, make shape of the jewel like that. No, your hand make like that.
你的手指呢虽然是盖住的合起来，可是呢要微微向往张，好像你的手中啊，手中心呢握着一个珍贵的珠宝一样。
The shape of the jewel like that, yeah. So like that. So also mentioned some, I mean, the Tibetan our tradition, we put this two thumb inside. So, but whether you put thumb inside or not doesn't matter. But all the Tibetan normally they do the correct way. They put two thumb inside and make like this.
那根据藏传佛教的习俗呢，你的拇指呢要向里面收缩。当你合十的时候。
So like that. Anyway, so this is, I mean, so like that, making shape of jewel, or you can visualize you are holding a jewel in your hand, not empty hand. You know, you can visualize holding a jewel in your hand, you know, make, immediately you can think offering to the Buddhas like that. So.
所以你的掌心呢其实是空的，这样你观想的你的手指双手啊。合在你的掌心的是一个珠宝，很珍贵的珠宝，就手握珠宝。
Okay, like that. So then first we put on the head, yeah. Put either forehead or the top of the head, or at the forehead, doesn't matter, you know. Wherever you put the first one, either you put the forehead, first one, like that, you know.
所以呢，首先呢，就要把你的双手合十的双手举起来，放在你的额头这边。
So like that. So once you put that, so your mind to know that the quality of the Buddha's body, you know, remember that, you know.
当你把你的双手合十放在你的额头的时候呢？你要意念佛的身体的功德，佛身的功德。
Okay, so then also possible, of course, you think about then the nectar. Also, same time, you remember your negative karma, which is collected from your body, collected by body, you know, from beginning this time or this life up to this life, you know, remember.All the negative karma you have collected from the body, by the body, you know, remember that also same time. You can remember that.
当你双手合十呢，放在你的额头时的时候呢，你要意念佛的身体的功德，然后你也可以意念呢你自己由这身体啊，经由这身体造作所积累的恶业。
So that I think that, you know, the Buddha's body is totally free from samsara. There's no pain, no basis of pain. Buddha don't have the basis of the pain. You know, for us, our body, nature of suffering, basis of all the problem, what we have, you know, they're totally different.
这样呢，我们要进一步思维呢，佛的身体呢是无限的美好的，是从得到了各种各样的解脱的，已经从轮回中完完全全解脱出来的。而我们所拥有的这个身体呢，却是我们所有烦恼的根源，带给我们所有的种种的痛苦。
So like that. So when you put your palm together on the head, so you can visualize that, you know, nectar come Buddha's body, the inter in oneself.Then purify all the negative karma that accumulate by the body. You know, totally purified. So you can visualize that, think that.
所以当我们这样合十把手掌心放在额头的时候呢，我们观想啊佛的身体和我们身体的不同，还有我们呢意念呢我们所积累的由身体所积累的恶业呢，那时候我们可以进一步观想呢从佛身呢释放出甘露啊，这个甘露水呢净化了我们由这个身体所积累的恶业，所以我们的身体的恶业呢就由这个甘露呢完完全全消除净化了。
So like that, so, you know, so even doing prostitution, you know, just putting your palm together on the forehead, you can think large, you know.
所以当我们在做大礼拜的时候，不只是双手合十，我们可以进一步的意念啊，做进一步的观想。
So then, next, you put your palm together at the throat, you know, so then again, same thing, thinking Buddha's quality of the speech, you know.
那进一步呢，双手从额头放下来之后，我们就把双手移到我们的喉尖的部位，就是口的部位啊，我们可以意念呢，佛的口的功德。
So then, same time, then you can also remember or remember all the negative karma once collected by our speech from beginning this rebirth until now. Think that. Then after that, from Buddha's throat, you can think that the nectar light has come into oneself.And purify all the negative karma that collected by this speech are totally purified, so you can meditate.
当然，我们可以进一步呢意念哦，意念除了意念佛的口的功德之外，我们意念呢我们自己由我们的口所造作所累积的恶业的种种的恶业，让我们同时呢观想啊，从佛的喉间呢放射出大光芒，并降下甘露。这光芒和甘露呢，净化了我们由口业我们的口的恶业啊所积累的一些种种的痛苦，全部呢都净化干净。
So like that, then you put your palm together at your heart.
过后呢，我们把我们的合十的双手移到我们的心间这个部位。
So when you put that again, thinking the quality of the Buddha's mind.
这样我们就意念了佛意，佛的意的功德。
So then now.Reminding or remember one negative karma, you know, that collected by the mind from beginningless rebirth until now. You think that, then nectar comes from Buddha's mind or from the Buddha's heart into oneself, then purifies all the negative karma that collected by our mind are totally purified.
这样呢，我们同时呢也意念哦，除了意念佛的意的功德，我们意念呢，我们由我们的意念所造作积累的啊种种的不善业，这样同时呢，我们观想呢，从佛的心间呢放射出光芒和甘露啊，净化了我们由意念自己意念所积累的种种恶业所带来的痛苦和烦恼。
Okay, this is the three things when you do put your palm together on the head, throat, heart, when you do three times, then you can think that, you know.
所以就当我们在做这个大礼拜的时候，做礼拜的时候呢，其实这是我们需要观想的三样东西，就是当我们把那么双手呢合十呢放在我们的额头，放在我们的喉咙，放在我们的心间部位的时候呢，这是我们可以做的观想的修行。
So then in this way we are able to purify the negative karma that collected by body, speech, and mind.You know, with this meditation, able to purify this negative karma, then able to achieve, you know, leave the positive imprint in your mind to achieve Buddha's body, speech, mind. You know, each time you do prostration, so that leave positive imprint in your mind to achieve Buddha's body, speech, and mind.
所以呢，这是我们在做礼拜的时候呢，一种观想的修行方法，可以净化了我们的身口意，就由通过我们身口意呢，三个门呢，三个门口所造下的那些恶业呢，都可以通过这个方法来净化干净。所以呢，通过这样的观想修行呢，我们可以在我们的心间呢，种下善的习气。
So like that, then, then after that, of course, when you touch the ground, so you can visualize you are touching your head, the feet of the Buddha, you know, you can, on the feet to the Buddha's feet, you bow down, you know, respect like that. So the idea is that. So then, it's mentioned the short prostration, you do touch your two knee, two hand, the forehead, the pipe, what called pipe, what?
Five parts
of the body touch on the ground like that. So that's the short prostration is like that.
这样我们做的普通的礼拜的时候呢，就是可以观想了我们在佛足下面，然后在顶礼。这样顶礼的时候呢，就普通的礼拜，我们这身口意过后顶礼下去，我们的身体的五个部位呢就动到地上，就是我们中文讲有句话讲五体投地嘛。这五体是指的身体的五个部位，就是你的头、你的手还有你的脚，就是膝盖了。所以你膝盖动到地上，两个膝盖、两只手还有你的头啊，这五体投地。
Okay, so like that. So like that. Then after, also mentioned, also shouldn't sit there long time after you put your head, and shouldn't sit there long time. Of course, you are doing meditation, then different. Otherwise, shouldn't sit there and rest. You know, this is not correct.
这样做这个礼拜的时候，经典有讲啊，你不要做礼拜的时候，有些人在做这种做一百次那种的，一千次啊，百万次，他们做的时候，他们就啊很累啊，就在那边休息，然后不要上来哦，这是不对的，不可以说哦顶礼在怎样把自己的五体投在地上，在那边顺便休息，这是错误的，哦，因为你不是坐禅的，不是进修了，就可以坐那么久的，所以你不应该在顶礼在那边睡觉。
So I don't know. I see the Chinese tradition after they put their hand this way. I don't know. After they touch, then they put in front. Anybody have any idea why? Why? You have any idea what the significance?
Opening a lotus and for the Buddha's feet to stand on it.
Huh? To stand on that.
Yeah, it's holding the two feet of the Buddha.
And on your hand.
Yeah, it's like a lotus, you know, your hands become a lotus, you know, then for the Buddha to stand on it. Yeah, receiving the Buddha.
Okay, that's good. I mean, of course, you know, do this way, that way, you have some idea to have your visualization. That's good.
所以呢，这个仁波切有谈到我们的华族的佛教徒啊，就大乘佛教徒，通常他们在做礼拜的时候、顶礼的时候，他们手碰到地上，他们会把它开起来，像莲花盛开。这样他问是什么意思？我讲就是莲花盛开，让佛踏在他的你的手掌心啊，就是你捧着佛的意思。
So. so. So, I mean, the best way to think, and also when you do prostration and bow down, touching the pipe point on the ground, then of course, mentally, you think that you are offering yourself to the Buddhas. You know, for today, I'm offering myself to the Buddha, you know. So like that, please accept me.Like that, so mentally can think that, you know, really offer yourself to the Buddha that day, you know.
所以呢，最好的方式做礼拜的最好的方式就是这个方式。当你呢，顶礼的时候，五体投地的时候呢，心里哈、这样观想，这样思维，你把你自己呢供养给佛。
Okay, so. So thinking, Buddha's mind, quality of mind, quality of speech, quality of the body. Thinking the Buddha's, then you do prostration, offer yourself, totally offer yourself for that day, and also offer to Buddha. So that is extremely important if you do that. So that means, so that day, you know, whatever you do, so thinking that you follow Buddha's advice, you know, I follow Buddha's advice today, I follow Buddha today, you know, so that means do good thing, to do good thing, and stop the bad thing, creating bad karma, creating only good karma that day, like the Buddha, remembering Buddha all the time. Yeah. So that's the very, very best, very beginning into prostration. You can dedicate yourself for other, you know, I live for other, like a Buddha, you know, so like that.
当我们做这个礼拜的时候呢，我们意念的这个佛的身口意的功德，当我们这样如是意念的时候，当我们顶礼的时候呢，我们就把自己呢完完全全那一天呢完完全全供养给佛，贡献给佛，供养佛是什么意思呢？就是在那一天里面呢，很重要的是在那一天里面呢，你无论是你的身口意啊，都跟着佛的教导这指示呢啊去运作。所以呢，这运作是什么意思呢？就表示呢，所有的善呢、啊，佛所教导一些善呢，我们都去做。佛所教导的一些跟我们讲的一些开示，那些恶啊，那些不好的东西，我们都不去做。就是一切呢，尽我们的身口意呢，去行善止恶。所以就是那一天呢，就把我们的全身哦，身口意全部供养给佛，就根据佛那样的那样的所开示的那样的方法呢去修行啊，就把我们的身口意呢贡献给所有的众生啊，这一点是非常重要的。
Yeah, so once you offer yourself to Buddha, then you must know what Buddha's job. Yeah, you must know what Buddha's job.Job.
We must not.
Job. Oh, job. Okay.
It's job. J-O-B,
okay.
Job. Job.
当我当我把自己呢讲，我们把自己供养给佛的时候呢，我们就要知道佛做的是什么了。我们讲哦，供养给佛了，佛做的我们都跟着做了。这样佛到底做什么东西呢？你要知道了。
So then, of course, Buddha's job is to help other. Yeah, the Buddha's job is to help other.
像佛的工作呢，就是帮助所有的众生。
So then, when you offer yourself to Buddha's, then you must work for Buddha. Yeah, idea is that you offer yourself to Buddha, then you have to work for the Buddha.
所以呢，如果你把自己供养给佛的时候呢，你就要替佛工作。
Yeah, others offer for what? Buddha is not going to eat you, so offer for what? Huh? Buddha is not going to eat you.
To eat you?
Not going to eat you.
当你供养给佛的时候呢，你不是供品来的，所以佛陀会把你吃掉了。
Okay, so idea is that you offer, then you give service, you do service to Buddha. You know, so that means to help other, you know, so like that. So idea is that, you know, to offer to Buddha. So what you should do after offering Buddha,You know, to serve the Buddha, you know, so that is to serve other. Buddha's wish is to serve other, so your job is to serve other, you know.
所以呢，当你把自己供养给佛的时候呢，就表示你要替佛工作了。如果用一些术语，佛教术语来讲，就成事佛。 就去承事佛了。承事佛就是表示要替佛工作了。所以你承事佛呢，就表示佛的工作是什么呢？就是为众生服务了。
So then, if you live your life that day, if you live your life that day like that, with the mindfulness, you know, with mindfulness, then you have other. Whatever you do in that day, remembering other.Remembering Buddhas, what's your job? You know, my job is to serve other, you know, help other, whatever you do, you know. So remind that and live your life like that for that day.
所以呢，你那一天呢，你把自己供养给佛呢，所以呢，你那天要怎么样生活，怎样过呢？就是你要以正念呢，来时时的观察，提醒你自己哦。那你天已经供养给佛了，所以那天呢，你就要帮助众生了。你要意念佛，你供养佛，佛的工作是什么呢？你要意念呢，这佛的工作就是服务其他众生。所以你要承事佛的话，那天要承事佛的话，你就要为所有的众生服务，你就要为所，你就要帮助所有些众生。
So, if we able to live like that, you know, so thinking other, working for other, work for other, yeah, don't think so much for oneself, not thinking so much oneself, just thinking for other, others much important than oneself, you know, that the Buddha's wishes, you know.Oneself is nothing. Other is much important than oneself. You know, knowing all this reason, you know, so then you work for other. You live like that, then I think your life become very meaningful, you know. So your life become very happy life. happy day, you know.
所以呢，如果你能够这样的去如理作意的话，如理作意的话呢，然后去想哦，今天呢，我供养给佛了，把自己供养给佛了，所以呢，我要为众生服务，我要替众生做东西，我要帮助所有的众生，因为呢，自己呢和众生比起来呢，自己显得是那么的微不足道呢，其他众生呢其实比自己更为重要。像你可以这样如理的去思维啊，去分析啊，然后去行的话，去做的话，去修行的话呢，这样呢你就可以啊，那天呢你的生活呢就会变得很有意义，你会那天会活得很快乐。这样呢，你如果每天都能这样的话，你每天都会活得很快乐。
Okay.
如理作意 ，following the reason, the what Buddha's taught.
So if we live like that, you know, with mindfulness, you know, we live like that all day, you know.There's so much happiness. you can see that. So much happiness. You know, then whatever we do, we talk to people, mindful with that. My job is to make other happy. When you look at other people, my job is to make other happy. You know, talk, eat, whatever you do, you know, always thinking that, you know. So you live like that, then you become so happy, you know. That's called the happy day.Happiest day, you can say that, we had ever had.
所以呢，我们要时时呢有这样的正念呢，就是我们的那天的每一个小时啊，如果能够这样的去做的话，去思维去做的话呢，我们就会很快乐。为什么呢？当我们和别人在讲话的时候，我们有这个正念，我其实呢，是要带给别人快乐啊，为别人服务啊，为众生帮助一下众生啊。所以，当你在跟别人讲话的时候，你就有一个正念的啊。当你在做其他东西的时候啊，或者在吃东西的时候，在做任何东西，你都有这样的正念的时候呢，你就可以哦，带给别人快乐，也可以带给自己快乐。所以呢，你会觉得很快乐，这就是你最快乐的一天了。
Okay, you understand?
大家明白吗
？This is extremely important. How you set up your mind in the morning, you know.So dedicate for other, you know. Mindful, in daytime, mindful. Each step, whatever you engage, mindful on that. Yeah? Okay, you know, I mean, you'll be happy, you know, you'll be happy that.
所以呢，这一点呢是非常重要的，就是尤其是每一天呢，早上开始的时候，开始每天的时候，我们都要这样的去发心，这样发心呢，就如果是现代的华语的话，就检查你的动机了啊。把它发起正确的动机，这样你检查你的发心哦，这样你就无论呢，你接下来那天呢，你无论做什么东西啊，你都会有这样的正念啊，去关照啊，就正念去关照啊，然后呢，你就会那天呢就会很开心。
So with this attitude, you know, with this mind, so you know, so you smile to other sincerely, you know, when you see someone, wherever you meet.You smile sincerely. No? Respect from the heart. You know, whoever you see, you know, respect, you smile. Talk pleasantly. I mean, this is important, you know. So then, I mean, there's no problem, you know, in the life, you know.
所以呢，如果我们能够这样的正确的去发心的话呢，我们就会很真诚的去对待其他的众生呢、啊。就当我们跟别人讲话的时候呢，我们也会很和颜悦色的跟别人讲话了，会讲得很好的，不会生气啊等等。
So again, so again, you know, you must know that because when you do prostration, you make yourself offer to Buddha, you know.Job is to make other happy, you know. This is the job, you must remember that. Then, once you have this good, you know, understanding, mindfulness on that, then, once you smell, not smell, smile, once you smile to other, then of course, the other person smile to or not, it doesn't matter, you know.It's nothing bother you because your job is done. You know, your job sincerely smile other. You know, whether person smile back or not, this is not your job. Yeah.
所以当我们开始的时候，我们做礼拜的时候呢，我们就这样的思维呢，我们把自己呢供养给佛陀了，自供了，我们就叫自供好了。当你做这个自供的时候呢，这样你要想想，你那天的工作是什么呢？你那天的工作呢，就是给所有的众生呢带来快乐。像你如果能够这样去思维、去理解，或真正去理解的话，你就会升起你的心脑，就会升起这个正念啊。所以，当你和别人接触的时候，你会正念，哎。啊，我的工作是给别人带来快乐，所以呢，你就先给别人一个微笑。那无论那个别人有没有笑回啊，有没有跟你回报笑回或笑跟你回跟你微笑的话，就用尽了，因为你的工作已经完成了，你这一部分的工作你已经完成，所以你问心无愧了。你可以跟佛陀讲啊 ，I've done my job。你可以跟佛讲，哎，我已经完成我的工作了啊。
Okay, so same thing, when you talk nicely to people, you know, I mean, that is our job, you know, that is my job, you know, to talk nicely to people, this is my job. So, when you talk nicely to people, whether the person reply nicely or nasty way, it doesn't matter, not your job, you know, your job is to talk nicely to people. Same thing, to respect people, you know, with your good heart, respect people. That is your job. Whether people respect back or not, whether person become arrogant or not, I mean, there's nothing much, you know, not your job, you know.
所以呢，当我们能够以这个很喜悦的心呢，来做我们对佛陀承诺的工作的时候呢，做我们的工作，我们就会好好的跟我们所遇见的人啊讲话啊，无论那个人呢的回答啊或者回复啊他的反应呢是好的是坏的，或者他哇很激动啊骂回你或什么，这些都不重要，因为呢你的工作已经完成了。 好，同样的，当我们本着一颗善良的心哦，去做去对待别人的时候呢，我们的工作就完成了。无论另外一个人呢会感到很生气哦，大发脾气啊，大发雷霆或什么的，其实都不重要，因为你自己呢已经问心无愧啊，你的工作已经做完了。
So I mean, if we able to do that, you know, so it's really, really less.You look, you know, if you're able to do that, I think there's no problem. There's no unhappiness in the mind. Always happy, you know.
所以呢，如果我们都能够这样去做的话呢，我们的心呢就不会感到伤心啊，或者不会感到烦恼啊，不会感到不快乐。
So like that, but.You know, the problem for us, you know, we have so much expectation in the mind. You know, when you smile, then immediately we have another expectation there. Immediately, I am important, so I smile. So, in deep down, you are not thinking other, only thinking oneself. You know, when you're smiling to other, you're thinking oneself, you know, deep down. So, when you smile, a lot of expectation there. Oh, this person should smile back. You know, that's our expectation, you know. So with this kind of expectation, you smile to other. Of course, not necessary other people smile back, you know. So when they don't smile back, then you become mad, you know, crazy, you know. So that.
所以通常呢我们都不会像刚才那样去想了，哎，我的工作做完了，我很开心啊，别人要不要回，要不要这样啊、什么回复我啊，或者说跟我好好讲，我是他们的事，我们不会这样想的。我们的问题是，比如说，我们会有一些期望了，一些不切实际的期望了。通常，就当我们对别人微笑的时候呢，我们其实我们如果你的心呢、啊？够细的话，你可以看到，可以察觉到，其实当你对别人微笑的时候呢，你的心里是觉得，诶，我其实是非常重要的，所以呢，我跟你微笑。可是我们通常都不会觉察到了，所以当我们对别人微笑的时候呢，我们期望别人也应该报以，也应该有回报，他们也跟我们微笑。如果呢，他们呢没有跟我们微笑的话，那我们觉得，哎呀，这个人在修什么佛法哈、啊，真是的。好，所以对，有时候我们就觉得，哎，就会觉得哇，很生气了。但跟他微笑，他没有反应的，脸臭臭的，所以我们可能就会因此而抓狂啊。有时候人讲，哎呀，这个人真是的。好
，So like that, so you can see, exactly like that for some, talk nicely then.Expecting nice word back to oneself, then again same thing. You know, you respect to other, then you hope in the heart other people respect to you. You know, there's so much hope in the heart. Then it doesn't come that way, you know, not possible. So because of that, so much unhappiness, you know, problem, all this happen in the world, yeah, include ourselves, you know, like that.
所以通常我们很客气的跟别人讲话，很好的跟别人讲话的时候，通常我们都期待呢别人也以同样的方式来回报我们。我们有期望一定的回报啊，好像做生意这样啊，你投资要有回报的。这样，所以我们对别人好的时候呢，我们有期望别人应该回报，我们也应该对我们好。所以呢，如果这样的东西呢没有发生的时候呢，或者别人完全不领情啊，或不管你的时候，你会觉得很不开心啊。所以你就会有很多问题，很多烦恼，烦恼就开始升起烦恼的。所以呢，这样的东西在这个世界上是非常普遍的，非常时常可以看到这样的东西发生了，包括我们自己。
So here, so again, we really have to understand, you know,、so、most of time for us, you know, smile or respect or talk nicely to other, then because of we have this strong strong wish to return back exactly what you did. What you did, you know, we have this strong, strong expectation coming back exactly like that. You know, so because of that, all the problem arises, you know. The basis of the problem is that, you know, because of expectation, you know. So because of that, make all the problem, you know.
所以我们必须去思维啊，真正的去思维去想啊，然后得到一个怎么讲呢？深切的这个理解，正确的理解，就是当我们呢，通常我们平常在做一样东西的时候，比如说我们跟别人微笑啊，或者我们跟别人说一些好话、很客气的话的时候呢，通常在我们的内心呢，你可以仔细回想啊，这些发生的事，通常在我们的内心，我们都有一个很强烈的那个愿望啊，就愿望就很强烈的愿望，就是当我们这样做的时候，能觉得我们是在做正确的。好的东西的时候，我们都希望对方哦能够给我们相应的回报，所以我们有这样的期望，期望别人哦以同样的方式来回报我们。啊，当别人没有以同样的方式呢回报我们的时候呢，我们就会很多烦恼的。我们的烦恼就升起了，就想这个人为什么这样的，很多啊，所以如果我们仔细去分析啊，我们烦恼的这些根源，这就是因为呢，我们其实呢有这样的期望，而这样的期望呢是很不切合实际的。
So reality is that, and the reality is like that, but we don't understand, we don't recognize in that way, you know. What we see, you know, the person doesn't smile. And because of that, all the problem happen, you know, we see differently. You know, because of the person, you become unhappy. You know, because person doesn't smile, this person make me unhappy, you know. Pointing to the other side, you know.Normally, we're like that, pointing to other, because he didn't smile. Such a bad person. Oh, this, I did so much, you know. I smiled, he didn't smile back, you know. Then, you see the problem made by that person, but not true, you know. So, understand that. It's extremely important to understand this point, you know.
所以呢，如果你仔细去分析的话呢，其实呢，是因为呢，我们没有真正的去了解啊这件事的实相，啊，或者套句普通的华语，我们讲，我们没有了解真相。那真相是什么呢？比如说，当这样一件很小的事情，比如说，你对人家微笑，人家没有对你微笑，其实你就觉得很烦恼了。突然间，你会烦恼升起了。但你烦恼升起的时候，你就觉得很不开心了，我就不高兴。那你不高兴，然后你就想，哎，都是因为那个人啊，那个人弄得我这样不开心。你就会把矛头指向那个人。问题是那个人呢？那个人才是问题啊！他带给我这样的问题。其实你仔细去分析的话，你笑他没有对你微笑，诶，是这个人有，是那个人有问题吗？还是你有问题？其实问题的根源是因为你得不到同样的，然后你同样的期望得到那个回报。
Okay, so like that. So.Yeah, very clear, you know, when you look at it, it's very clear. If you don't have this expectation, you know, my job is to make other happy, you know, whether you return back or not, this is not your job. My job is just to make other happy, much as possible. This is my job. So you don't have this expectation. If you don't have that, whether person is smile or don't smile, it doesn't make any problem.So that shows very clear the problem coming from our expectation, you know. Extremely clear. Person doesn't smile, it doesn't bother you.
所以呢，我们应该，当我们去讲哦，我们把自己贡献给佛，供养给佛，那一天供养佛的时候，我们必须心里很清楚哦， 我们的工作呢，就是那一天的工作，就是带给其他的众生呢，所有的众生呢，为所有的众生带来快乐。这带来快乐的时候呢，是不期望回报的。就无论众生有没有回报，我们都不管。所以呢，当我们为众生带来快乐的时候，比如说我们跟他讲话，然后我们跟他给他一个微笑，一个100万 watts 的微笑的时候呢，好，你不要期望别人会给你微笑，微笑回，这是我加的啦，100万 watts。但如果他没有微笑，你微笑他没有微笑的话，你因为你心里没有这样期望的，你没有这样的期望的话，就没有问题了。他笑很好，要谢谢他。他没有微笑回来也没有问题，对吗？
You understand?
Yeah, I added in 100 megawatt smile.
What?
You give a 100 megawatt smile. But person give you 0 watt.
Yeah, so there's no problem. Yeah, so there's no problem. You still be happy. Isn't it?
所以如果你笑，别人没有笑，有问题吗？
Do you agree or not?
同意吗？这样以后也可以讲冷笑话了啊。就你笑，别人没有笑。
So therefore, I don't know, I don't know, just the foundation of all good quality is the kind and perfect pure guru, you know.
所以呢，我们就回到了功德本颂，就是说呢，所有的功德的一切来源呢，就来自我们的恩惠主。我们的恩惠主呢，就是我们的佛法的教师。
Okay, so here, so I mean, of course, you can understand this way. And I didn't plan for talk this way, but just the thought came. You can think this way. So now, you see, having this thought, you know, having this thought, my job is to help other, you know. So this is your perfect, kind root guru. You can see that.
所以呢，其实呢，仁波切并没有打算呢，今天以这样的形式来开示了，就刚好就这样讲，就以这样的方式开讲了。所以呢，你可以看看你是怎么样发心的。比如说，你从早上你发心呢，发这个正念，你把自己供养给佛啦，这样你的工作呢，就是要帮助别人。这样帮助别人呢，是因为呢，你是照着你的恩惠主的那个指示呢来行事的。你的恩惠主呢，就是你的老师。是啊，你的老师就好像佛一样。
So that is your guru, okay? So you can understand that is the guru, okay? So mind, you know, mind wanted to have other, so that is the guru, yeah.
所以你可以这样的去理解呢，你这个要帮助别人的心啊，这样的心念呢、啊，这样的善念呢，就是你的恩惠主啊，就是你的。老师一样。
That is guru, so that's the foundation of all good qualities.
不只是你的恩惠主呢，而且他是所有功德升起的根本，所有功德升起的基础，所有功德升起的来源。
So you can see that how this guru, you know, how this guru, the inner guru, you see, the inner guru, you know, wishing to help other, you know.This is your inner guru. This brings you all the good qualities. This brings you all the happiness. Include this life, future life, life to life, after liberation, after enlightenment. This guru will give you everything. Okay?
所以呢，这样的心念呢、啊，其实是你的内主，你的内心内的恩惠主，这个恩惠主呢，如果你能够如他的教法去修的话呢，就可以给你这一生呢带来快乐，而不只是这一生带来快乐，也可以给你的未来生呢带来快乐，生生世世呢带来快乐，而且呢可以帮助你解脱轮回，甚至呢可以帮助你的证得佛的果位。
嗯，
She asked what is inner guru.
Already mentioned the mind, helping other is an inner guru.
这位师兄的问题是什么是内主啊？内里面的恩惠主，内恩惠主。像仁波切的答案就是刚才我们讲我们的这个心念呢，这样的发心呢，又帮助所有的众生呢，这个就是你的内心的老师了。讲白一点，就是你内心的老师，你外在的老师，内心的老师，对不对？外在的就是你可以看到了一个形象的老师了，内在的是你自己的这样的信念。
I'm just giving example here, because struggle of prostitution, so because of that this talk happened. So thinking other, my job is to help other. So that kind of mind called inner guru, okay? That called inner guru, okay?
所以呢，其实上师只是举一个例子啊，就从刚才那个顶礼的例子开始讲，就从那边延伸到现在了。所以呢，如果你在做这样东西的时候，你会发心对吗？你发心的就是要帮助所有的一切众生，这样的发心呢，就是你的内心的老师。
Okay, so that so you can understand then this bring you know all the habits to that called foundation.Of all good qualities, you know, brought by this guru, you know, you can understand that way. Yeah.
这样的这个内心的老师呢，就是你所有成就将来这一生能够成就，未来生能够成就的功德之本。
So like that. So then, this inner guru is extremely kind. Okay.Means it's kind, it's the kind there, you know, extremely kind.
这个内心的老师对我们来讲是非常非常慈悲的。
So, why extremely kind? You know, this inner guru, why extremely kind? Because you want happiness, you know, we don't want suffering, we want happiness. Not only this life happiness, but next life happiness.Life to life happiness, want to achieve everlasting happiness. So, this inner guru give you everything to you, you know. So, therefore, extremely kind, able to liberate one's self from ocean of samsara. This guru does that, you know.
为什么说这个内心的老师是非常非常慈悲的？我们进一步去思维，为什么这样说呢？因为呢，我们可以，我们这样去思维的时候，我们想，我们要的呢都是快乐，我们不要痛苦，就是我们不要我们的任何东西或这一生感到痛苦。所以，可是这个内心的老师啊，这样的教导我们去实行的话，不止这一生呢，我们可以得到快乐；未来生呢，我们也可以得到快乐；甚至生生世世呢，都可以得到快乐。甚至呢，我们照着这个内心的老师的教导去做的话呢，我们还可以从不断的生生世世的轮回中呢解脱出来。所以呢，这个内心的老师对我们来讲呢是非常非常慈悲的。
All like that. So then why perfect? It's also perfect there. Kind, perfect. Why perfect? So perfect, you can understand here. Not only giving happiness for this life, you know, this inner guru, not only giving this temporary happiness, not only that.He give everlasting happiness. This lead, this will make you achieve full enlightenment. Not only temporary happiness. That therefore is called perfect. You know.
为什么就说这个内心的老师是慈悲的，非常慈悲，而且他是圆满的。这个圆满其实在这个华文的翻译里面没有哈。他是没有这个的。所以为什么说他是慈悲，他是圆满的？因为这个内心的老师不只可以带给我们短暂的快乐，甚至可以带给我们恒久的快乐。这短暂的快乐呢，指的可能是这一生啊、未来生啊、几生。这恒久的快乐呢，是我们不只是能够从轮回的痛苦中解脱出来，而且照着内心老师的指导，我们能够证得无上正觉。
So then, what are you talking? I don't know. Somehow he talks differently. Somehow, I don't know. I don't know.
You can change it back.
This makes sense?
这样讲，大家明白吗？如果这样讲合理吗？大家觉得这样去思维啊，这样去讲合理吗？说得通吗
？OK, so, distant, so I can you can relate with correctly devotion to Him is the root of the path. So you can understand correctly devotion to this mind is the root of the path.The inner guru, you can relate with that also.
所以你看看这个第一个偈颂啊，第一个偈颂就是说，如理依止乃是道之根啊，就如理依止。所以呢，如果你根据呢这个内心的老师的那个教法呢，去思维啊，去修的话呢，它就可以给你带来带来这个怎么讲呢？带来这个恒久的快乐。所以这样去思维，你觉得合理吗？说得通吗？对你来说
？Alright, you understand? I'm just relating with the inner guru. Okay, I'm not talking about outer guru. I'm talking about the inner guru now. Correctly devotion to him is talk about the outer guru, but correctly devotion to this mind, inner guru, is the root of the path.
所以大家明白呢，我们讲如是依止哦，依止这个内心的老师啊，乃是道之根啊。
By clearly seeing this and applying great effort.
所以呢，令我先善见，这善见呢，就是这个 clearly seeing， apply with great effort, 然后精进恭敬成依止。The Chinese translation does not follow the English because of grammar.
So then, please bless me to rely upon with him with great respect. Yeah. The last sentence.
Please bless me to rely upon him with great respect.然后精进恭敬成依止。若你能够理解的话呢，你就可以非常精进的。精进的就表示你会放很多精力啊去做啊去学啊。然后呢你会恭敬，你对这个内心老师也是非常恭敬的，然后去依止。依止就是根据他的教法来做来修来学。
上知是
OK OK So her understanding is we rely on the spiritual master's advice and we follow and we practiceYeah, Rinpoche Chang. Ah, 对
So, yeah, I'm talking about the mind, okay? I'm talking about the mind. To,
这边呢，这边我们的 Ken Rinpoche 讲的是我们的内心，而不是外在的那个上师，就是你自己修的时候呢，你的上师是不在你的旁边的了。所以你自己修的时候呢，其实你是根据你的上师的教导来听，而这样的教导是由你的内心来分析的了。所以你的内心呢，其实有个上师，你的心里面住着一个上师，所以是你的内心的那个老师。所以这边讲的是依止你内心的那个老师来修行。
So what I'm talking here about, I'm talking about just now.You know, my job is to help other. You know, my job is to help other. You know, so that is, I'm talking about that kind, that's the mind. I'm talking about, you can say, this is your guru. You know, so this brings all the happiness. 不要杀，不要的。
OK， 我们再讲一次，就是呢，我们刚才讲的佛的工作是什么？佛啊，佛的工作呢，就是要帮助所有的众生，对吗？这是佛的工作。所以当我们的内心呢能够这样发心的话，因为你已经把自己供养给佛了嘛，对吗？所以你像佛的工作呢，你要诚实着佛，所以你就要为佛工作。所以你的内心就想，哦，佛的工作就帮助众生，所以我也必须帮助所有的众生。在你这样的发心，有这个心念的时候啊，发出这样的这心的时候，你这个心呢就好像是你的老师一样，他就指引着你啊去修行啊去做。所以这就是你的内心的老师。在你这个内心的老师呢，可以带给你所有的一切的快乐。
OK， 说的So then, so talk about this mind is the foundation of all good qualities. Okay? This bring you all the good qualities. This is the source of all good qualities. Now the mind talking about helping others. Yeah.
这样的心呢，就是所有一切功德的来源。所以呢，他就说，于诸功德之本恩惠主。就是这样的心啊，这样的心呢，就是帮助所有一切众生的心。
Okay, this mind is kind. This mind is perfect. Yeah.
所以这样的心呢是慈悲的，这样的心呢是圆满的。
So the whole point is, so therefore cherish it, and devote it means to cherish it, see that, cherish it, you know, then making.Guru, to please bless, to me have this mind. No.
所以呢，这样的心呢，如果你能够看到这样的心的话，你要呢去珍爱这样的心呢，然后呢请求啊，请求所有的上师呢能够加持你，哦，让你能够得到这样的善见。
So here, so you can understand that. So here, so this mind.You know, your mind, you set up this mind, you know, to help others. so here, so this mind is so beneficial for yourself and others. When you see this clearly, then put what called apply great effort to develop, you know.
所以呢，这样的心呢，这样的心升起来的时候，我们叫发心的话，能够呢尽一切去帮助别人，这对我们自己本身还有对其他的众生呢都是有无限的好处的，它都是有无限的利益的。所以当我们能够正确的看到，正确的去理解的时候呢，我们就会发起很精进的心呢啊去修去实习。
OK, so like thatSo this way you can understand that foundation of good qualities. Yeah. So you can understand that simple way you can understand that.
所以通过这样简单的方式呢，我们就看到呢，这样的心呢，就是所有功德升起的基础。所以它是诸功德之本。
Okay.This is complete talk of foundation of good qualities.
所以呢，这个功德本颂呢，就完完全全讲完了。它就是功德本颂的精华，浓缩的精华，就在这四句话里面已经讲完了。如果你明白这四句话后面的，你就不用去读了。
Everything is there. You know, whether you read another 10 pages or not, that's it.
啊，所以后面的这些呢，其实只是进一步说明而已嘛。啊，你如果这四个你理解了，你就可以了。
You understand what I'm talking?
大家明白吗？Who's the guru that bless you? So which guru bless us?
No question now, first understand. the essence, what I'm talking. You get the point or not? Now what I'm talking so far, you get the point, what I'm talking, so this is important. Of course, the question is, next thing I haven't started going through the verses, yeah. I'm just talking prostration now.
所以呢，上师讲了这么多，大家理解了吗？他理解他要讲的是什么吗？啊，当然，他开始的是从那个礼拜那边引发，然后引申，然后再讲的。
Now, don't go through the verses. I haven't explained the verses. I just want you to understand what I'm talking, the point. I'm not, don't go through the verses. It's not the point.
OK, 安迪，你不要再讲下去。OK, 我翻译。OK, just on these responses. So this mind, is the mind that help us to, accumulate, all the collections of merits, so this is a mind that, when you use it to, that we use it to practice and, This is the mind that we use it to achieve Buddhahood.
Yeah.
Yes. 对。
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 What are you talking now? Okay. So. so now, yeah. So let's talk. I don't know. So anyway, so prostration. You know, when you do the prostration in morning.So, you offer yourself to the Buddha. Then you live your life, work for the Buddhas. Then, you know, your life becomes meaningful, happy life, less problem, you know? So, idea is that doing one prostration make your life meaningful. So, that's the point.
所以我们要讲的就是，当你早上起来做的大礼拜的时候呢，你把自己观想，你观想自己供养给佛，在供养佛呢，你就要诚示佛，这样你就是呢，把你的这一生呢，那一天的那一生呢，供养给佛了，就是为佛呢帮助所有的众生，所以呢那天呢你就过得非常有意义，你的烦恼呢就减少了，所以那只是。做一个礼拜呢，做一次顶礼而已呢，然后你的那天呢就非常的有意义了。
So like that, so if you do well, just one prostration I'm talking about. If you do well, just one prostration, change your entire life. You know, this one prostration make your happy life. You know.
所以呢，只是做一次礼拜呢，就是因为这样的思维呢，这样的观想去修的话呢，它就改变了，转换了你整个生命，让你的生命呢变得快乐起来。
Okay, so just do one prostration one day enough.
所以呢，你每一天只需要做一次顶礼，你能够这样 100% 做到的话就可以了。
Okay, so one was very simple. Buddhism is one very simple. You know, do one prostration, you achieve everything. Huh?
所以这是非常非常简单的，只需要做一个礼拜顶礼一次，你就达到你所有的所有快乐的目标了。
All like that. So like that. So this is the prostration by the body. You know, put your three place, then put your pipe point on the ground like that. So that's that's the called prostration normally. That's the prostration from the body. Yeah.
这是由我们身体所做的礼拜，我们就是刚才讲的顶礼，就是我们的把这个手呢合适的手放在我们的额头、喉间还有心间做顶礼。
Yeah, so try that much as possible in the life. You know, so dedicate your life to other much as possible. Not that I think our life become much much happy.Less problem. You can see result immediately. No, if we do that.
所以呢，我们应该尽力的这样的去做呢，这样把我们的生命呢献给其他的众生，这样我们的生活上的生命就会就过得比较开心快乐，然后呢，我们的烦恼呢就会比较少。
So, if we live like that, then of course.You know, enlightenment is just next door. Liberation is just next door. Not so far.
如果我们能够这样的如理的去修，去实修，每天的如理的去生活的话呢，我们就留解脱不远了。解脱就可能在我们隔壁而已。
So then, of course, I mean, wherever you live,If you live like that, even if you live in samsara, you know, long period of time, you'll be so happy, you know, to serve other, you know. So then there's no reason for you to rush for enlightenment or liberation, you know. You're so happy. Your job is to serve other. No, why you need to rush for enlightenment? You know, what are you doing, you know? You can live happily in samsara like that.
如果你能够这样的去生活，每天这样去生活的话，这样就算是在轮回里面，因为轮回是很长的时间，对吗？哦，你轮回啊，上上下下，在六道中轮回很长的时间。可是如果你能够这样如理的去生活的话，你去诚实所有的一切众生呢、你诚实所有的一切众生之后，你觉得很开心啊，对吗？所以呢，你就可以，其实可以在轮回里面呢，一直不断的帮助众生了，所以就不用一直赶着去证佛果了嘛，对不对
？You got?
You smile because they want to rush for enlightenment. They want enlightenment.
Of course, I said no need to rush.
No need to rush. 不用赶，不用这么急的哈。
You'll be happy there, you know, serving other sentient beings. Then your mind is totally happy. You don't feel suffering, you know.
Yeah,
to serve other sentient beings, you don't suffer. You enjoy that, you know.
因为你帮助其他众生啊，你很开心，对吗？你很开心啊，所以你的烦恼你就没有烦恼了吗？你很开心的帮助所有，就帮助所有，所以你就不用急着啊，十万火急的说要得到涅槃解脱了吗？对吗？我证得佛果啊，涅槃解脱了，是不是
？But You don't have to rush, but somehow you reach enlightenment faster than what you wish, you know.
可是你虽然没有赶着急着要去证得佛果，因为你一直帮助众生啊，很快乐啊，每天都是帮助众生，帮助没有其他的杂念啊，你感到很开心。这样很奇怪的了，虽然你不急着证得佛的果位，可是你反而更早证得佛的果位，你更早成佛。
Yeah, when you live like that, you don't wish to achieve enlightenment quickly, but no choice. You know? You reach faster, you know, to enlightenment. There's no choice.
虽然呢，你不急着证得佛的果位呢，你就这样尽你的能力去帮助所有的众生啊，这样快乐。诶，可是你反而更早证得佛的果位，而且哈，不由得你选择了，你就自己哈，自动了，马上就证得佛的果位了。
Interesting,
很奇怪的地方，很有趣哈。
So therefore, Buddhist don't feel long time, you know, they don't feel that kind of day like that, long day, they don't feel that. To enlighten is they don't be such a long distance, like, you know, like, oh, when to achieve, like, they don't feel that.
所以呢，真正的菩萨呢，对他们来讲呢，他们并不会觉得哦，哇，这个轮回在娑婆世界轮回的时间是很长的，因为他们都是全心全去帮助其他众生的，他们不会觉得哎呀，这个太长了，时间太久了，哇，受不了了，他们不会的。啊，所以呢，这个菩萨不会感觉到，哎呀，我要证佛的时间呢，哇，还需要这样长，他们不会有这种很长很长的那种感觉。
Oh, what I'm talking, so I don't know, huh? What he's talking, so I don't know what he's talking about, huh?
如果接讲，他不知道他在讲什么。This one no need to translate.
No need to translate. So like that, that's the prostration, okay, of the body. So now speech, no, speech of prostration.
刚才讲的是身的顶礼，用身体来做顶礼啊。现在讲的是口的顶礼。
So that is about, you know, praising, praise to Buddha, you know, the quality of the Buddha's, you know, praise to Buddha's qualities, you know.From the speech, you know, verbally, you say, you know, praising to Buddha, so that call prostration from the speech.
口的顶礼指的是什么呢？口的顶礼就是用我们嘴巴赞美佛，就用我们的嘴巴赞美佛了。我们赞美什么呢？赞美佛的功德。
So like that, then prostration of the mind. So that is.So developing faith, a single-pointed faith to the Buddha, you know, remembering Buddha's qualities, and having faith in your mind to Buddha, you know, so generating faith on the Buddha. So that's called prostration of the mind.
意的顶礼呢是什么呢？意的顶礼呢是。由我们的心呢，升起这样的心呢，一心虔诚哦，信念这个佛，对佛起了这样深、这样重的信念呢，就是意的顶礼。
Okay, so like that, you know, first, you know, of course, you know, with meditation, then you have some understanding of Buddha's qualities. Then we meditate and gain some conviction.Or paid unto Buddha, you know, from your heart. Oh, Buddha is something, you know, something special, you know, getting some paid devotion, belief, you know, in your heart. So that's the prostration of the mind.
所以呢，这个意的顶礼呢，就是我们可能去听闻佛法了，然后理解了佛的功德，然后我们去思维，去做这个思维修哦，思维这个佛的功德。这样我们去这个思维佛的功德的时候呢，我们就会升起这样的信念哦，觉得哎，其实这佛呢，它是很特别的，它是怎么呢？它有很多殊胜的功德，所以你升起这样的信念，对佛呢有升起这样。正确的信解，这就是对佛的意的顶礼。
So then, with this devotion paid, then you recite the prayers to Buddha. So that's, you know, describing quality of body, speech, mind. So there's many different praises for the Buddha. So you recite that with your devotion, you know. Then that become prostration of the speech.You know, so that help you to develop more faith on the Buddha.
这样由于这样的信解呢，心中对佛的功德、殊胜的功，生取了正确的信解呢，所以呢，你会更虔诚，这样你会有更虔诚的心呢，去赞美佛，就通过就变成了那个口的顶礼，就变成口的顶礼，因为通过口的顶礼呢，你又加深了你对佛的这个虔诚的信念。
So then, once you have that, then of course.Immediately, of course, naturally, your respect to Buddha, you know, bow down to Buddha, respect to Buddha, you know, prostration of the body is immediately, it will come naturally, you know, you're able to bow down to Buddha, you know, respect to Buddha, you know, touch his feet is immediately able to happen that.
当你有了这样的信解的时候呢，你有口啊赞美佛的时候，你的那个虔诚的心你又加强了，但你很自然而然的，你就可以用你的身体呢做这个身的顶礼，所以呢你就可以顶礼佛，然后触摸佛祖，这是古代印度的一种习俗，然后很尊敬的一种表示。
So like that, so with your prostration of the mind, prostration of speech, prostration of the body. When you do three, this prostration correctly, you know, then this, your one prostration, you know, doing one prostration become extremely meaningful, extremely powerful, you know, to purify our negative karma, accumulate extensive merit, you know, really meaningful, just doing one prostration, you know.
所以呢，刚才讲的是身口意的三种顶礼。当你在做顶礼的时候呢，你能够把这三合一的话，像你做一个顶礼的话，你这个一个顶礼呢就变成非常有意义，而且这个顶礼的力量啊、加持力呢就变得更强大，它能够净化你的业障，它能够增长你的福德。
Okay, so like that. Okay, So point is that, so you got the three prostration from the body, the speech and mind, you know what are they?
所以呢，今天我们讲的就是身口意三种不同的顶礼。
You understand? Three prostration?
大家明白吗？
If somebody asks you, what is prostration of the body?Speech, what is the prostration of the mind? You are about to explain?
如果有人问你什么是身的顶礼，什么是口的顶礼，什么是意的顶礼，你能够解释吗？ Can. They say yes.
可以? Can? I cannot.
Can. They can. They know that they are here.
Okay. You can then good. The class is done. Huh?
若答案是肯定的话，就是表示大家都明白了啊，所以没有白上这一堂课。
So point is that I just want you to know that what is prostration of body, speech, mind. Just the point is that you must know that.
其实仁波切是要我们明白什么是身的顶礼，什么是口的顶礼，什么是意的顶礼。
Okay, so I mean just because of this talk that I just relate with part of good quality, but I haven't gone through that, okay.
所以就因为这三个顶礼呢，所以我们才把它联系到刚才讲的这跟功德本颂。不过下个星期呢，我们才会正式的开讲功德本颂。
Okay, we'll go next time, okay? Okay, we'll go to Boundless Good Quality next Sunday, yeah.
所以下个星期我们才正式的每一个季啊，一个季诵一个季诵来讲解这个功德本颂。
Okay, that's it. So you have questions to ask now. Yeah.
Any 如果大家有问题
，any question you want to ask, then ask now.
如果大家有问题，可以发问，可以发问任何问题，任何问题都可以问。只有一个麦。有谁有问题？任何问题都可以问， 不一定要和功德本颂有关。OK,CEO 你可以上来拿麦吗？谢谢。谢谢 Mr. Low。他是有问题的学生。
我想啊，给你们这，我想问的啊，记得上次我问的是，我们可以拜那些神吗？所以，我忘记问的是啊，他说是可以拜，但是我忘记问的是，我们可以顶礼吗？我们是可以用大礼拜来顶礼他们的。我是说适合吗？如果是因为顶礼有很多种方式了，有合掌，有叩头了，有，所以我们是用哪一种方法来顶礼吗？那些神啊，好像你上次我们是说要拜那些那个多贝哥，还是那个是什么？那些神啊，上次我忘记那个，道教那些天公啊，天公啊，他们拜天公啊，对吗？天公还有那个这个放什么？忘记了。不是，每年要拜那个太岁啊，这两个。
Mr. Low's question is related to the questions that he asked last time. We say, can we actually pray to those deities, so-called deities? Maybe it's Taoist deities. Maybe it's to those, because Taoists, they pray to all the what different constellations, stars and all this, those kind of things. Or praise to, we call it the heavenly God. But I think in the Chinese system, actually something similar to the Hindu system of Brahma, Ishvara, not exactly the same, because they appear differently, outwardly. Those kind of similar to the Hindu system of Brahma, Ishvara, those kind of thing. Brahma, Indra. Not exactly the same, actually. Not exactly, because there's a cultural difference. So can we actually do prostration to them? And those are Chinese ancestor worships. Then we have this Tua Bei Gong. It's actually our ancestors. That means our long, 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 long generations ancestor.
Is our ancestors? Yeah. So, I mean, you can understand prostration sometimes. It just means respect. Yeah.Just to respect, you can understand that. Of course, you can respect anyone. Even the dog, you can put your palm together like that. You can do that to respect the dog. Yeah, not a D-O-G dog. Even the dog, even the dog asking related question, even the dog with respect, you can put your hand together, to the dog like that.So no, there's no question, of course. The God also can do that.
其实礼拜呢，做礼拜只是一种表示尊敬的方式。所以呢，就算是有一条狗在人面前，你要表示尊敬，你也可以合十的 对狗比较是合适，也是可以的。所以呢，你讲的那些神呢、啊，你要做礼拜，其实没有问题了。
So you can do that. You put your palm together, respect. It's okay. But what, of course? So here, what we talk about the prostration is like taking, pulling refuge to that object and doing prostration. Then of course not.
当然我们有合十顶礼的话呢，当然是合适的。可是刚才我们讲的那堂课，刚才讲的那个合十顶礼啊，它是含有皈依的成分的。如果是那样的顶礼的话呢，就不可以。
So here the advice that those are how powerful the God, they still remain in samsara.That not fully enlightened. So therefore, they cannot liberate oneself from the samsara. They cannot help us to liberate from ocean of samsara. So therefore, not the object of refuge. So therefore, we don't do that, taking refuge, doing prostration to these deities, you know, this god, yeah.
这些所谓的神呢、啊当然他们的世间呢，他们属于世间神的，他们当然是有很大的法力的，可是呢他们并没有从轮回中解脱出来，所以呢他们没有这样的能力能够帮助我们解脱轮回，因为他们本身就在轮回之中嘛。既然他们不能帮助众生解脱轮回的话呢，他们就不是我们皈依的对象。如果他们不是我们皈依的对象的话呢，我们就不能以我们顶礼佛有那种皈依的成分的那种方式啊，去顶礼，所以我们就不可以皈依他们。普通的礼貌的合十是可以的。Auntie added.Her comments. You see, if let's say like this, when he prayed to the Woolly God, then he put his palms together and show respect. Then if we do like this, is it forgetting the instructions of the Buddha?
No.
不是。
You can put your palm together to the dog and do that. That's the Buddha's advice.
因为你对一条狗，你可以合十表示尊敬的，啊。
No, I'm questioning back to Antilia. Asking back to you. You do prostration, see the dog, put your palm together. You following Buddha advice or not?
That was just a polite way of showing respect, that's all.
Oh, like that. Polite respect is okay. Then what?
So if it's polite way of, 如果只是礼貌这样哦，就跟那个是可以的啊。可是没有皈依的心，你要检查自己的心了、啊，有没有皈依了啊？嗯 ，Yes.
All the Chinese tradition, yeah.
Yeah.
All the pocket anyway.
Only Chinese has this question.、Mm? Yeah. Only Chinese have these questions.
还有一个问题是说，如果我们去庙还是什么，如果他们。好像城隍庙啦这些。如果我们依据他们的礼节哦，是点香啦点蜡烛啦烧金纸这些，身为我们的佛弟子，我们可以做这些仪式吗？
okay.In Chinese, places of worship, they have this temple for the landlord. It's actually temple for the hungry ghosts, actually, for the ghosts, no? Yeah. If you say about Buddhism, okay. This temple for the landlord, when you go down there, people usually, light the incense, then they'll, light the incense or light the candles, then they also offer paper money to burn, paper money to burn. So if you are a Buddhist, can you actually do that? Because if you go to this kind of temple, you know, you have to follow the custom. People do, you must also do, or else people stare at you. So you also light candles, light incense, you also burn paper money. Sometimes, let's say, she's very filial, so you accompany the mother there. So mother wants to burn all this, so she has to help the mother to burn paper money, help mother to burn the candle, to all this, the so-called gods.
Yeah.
So, but you are a Buddhist, so is it contradictory? Is it you're not allowed to do or whatever? Then when they burn all the offering or all this, they bring back, can you eat it? Oh, they also offer to all the...
You eat?
You Om Ma Hong, you purify already. Oh, if you don't eat the offerings, our parents get upset. If you eat, they'll find it's not appropriate. So can you just say, Om Ma Hong. So if you don't have to burn and don't have to do anything, your parents also get very upset. See, bring up this girl for 20 years for what? Something like that.
What?
Eat a sweet first. Also, Buddhists must respect. Buddhists must also, the parents will tell her, Buddhists must respect every being. So cannot be like that.
Mm. Oh, sweet is nice.
糖果很好吃 所以你们先吃一个糖果想想
So if we give what landlord got, you give sweet, okay or not okay?
如果你供养
ask to Lao, if we go and give the sweet to the landlord, okay or not okay?
可以吗? 如果那个地主, 翻译成地主啦, 其实庙是地主来的, 你给他们糖果, 供养糖果, 可以吗?
No, no. It's okay or not okay. You give sweet, you make one sweet, give to the god, landlord god. It's okay or not okay?
如果你给那地主, 就是所谓的地主啦, 给他一颗糖, 可以吗? 可以不可以啦, 不要讲你有没有去啦。 可以不可以?
可以啊，不可以。
可以不可以? Can.
可以? Okay. Can you go and make, give incense to landlord God, okay or not okay? Incense. You go and give incense to landlord God, okay or not okay?
所以你供养香可以吗? 点香啦,可以吗?
可以, incense 可以, 不可以?
可以, 还是不可以?
Sweet, 可以, 不可以, decide, yeah? Now incense 可以, 不可以?
糖果你讲可以给, 现在香可以不可以? Can.
Okay, then your answer is done. Huh?
这样你就有答案了吗?
You got answer?
所以你有答案了吗?
Okay?
Yeah.
You can go, you like, okay. You can make incense there, it's okay.
Okay. 所以呢,其实你可以点香啊, 你可以点蜡烛啊, 你可以烧那个名字的啦, 你要烧就烧了, 不用请了。哦, 没有人complain就可以了。
Yeah, I mean like that. So, of course, I can, of course, then. So, I don't know, because it's, okay, I think better don't talk much, huh? So normally, of course, those the landlords, we have a different god. Of course, as mentioned, they're still there in samsara, we still have jealous, we still have pride, we still have delusion. I mean, that's much powerful than us, but still they have so much jealous, anger, pride, you know.
通常我们讲这些地主神呢、啊、他们其实都是世间神呢、啊。我们通常就叫他们世间神，为什么呢？因为他们没有解脱轮回，所以他们自己呢还有这些慢心啊，还有这些妒忌心啊等等的，所以他们可能会吵架的。
I mean, you can see that like powerful king in the world like that, no? You can imagine like that, a powerful king in the world. They are like that, no?
他们就好像我们世间上的一些国王啊，他们是强，非常强大的，非常有威力的哦，那国王。
Just give some idea. So like that, then of course, whatever you make.Offering to the king, about incense or sweet, you go there in the palace, offer to the king. Of course, king will be happy. Maybe he help you.
比如说，世间的国王啊，强大的国王啊，当然你去他的皇宫里面做供养了，给他糖果啦，给他香啦什么的啊，他可能就因此感到很开心哦。他很开心的话，他就可以用他自己的力量来帮助你喽。
King may help you, but one day, next day, you don't continue, he might be unhappy, he might harm you.
He might die.He might harm you. Okay. 所以呢，如果是可能第一天啊，你去要求你供养啊，哇，他会帮助你啊。第二天啊，第三天啊，帮助你。可是如果一直持续下去的话，他可能就不开心了。如果他不高兴的话，他就会伤害你了。
So that kind of idea, the local, I mean, who are the god live in samsara is like that. So benefit, harm, okay, you receive that.Happiness, unhappiness, you know, sometimes harm, sometimes they help you, depend on your action. You know?
所以呢，这就是这给你一些概念啊，一些想法，因为这其实就是轮回的本质了，所以这些所谓的神职，有时候呢，他可能就会帮助你，有时候就会伤害你。
Okay, so like that. Then, of course, what is not talking is what? What else? Mostly that, yeah. No, you can despair. You can go and you have to go. Then you can do that. Respect. You put on the incense. It's okay by respect, like charity. You know, you can do that.
所以呢，你其实去这些什么城隍庙啦、地主神事的地方，你可以，其实你可以去啦，你可以去那边呢核实啦，表示尊敬啦，你可以供养一些贡品啦等等啦，你是可以这样做的啦。哦，你要做是可以的。
Okay, all right. Okay, we stop here. Okay, today. Yeah.
所以今天呢，我们就讲到这里为止。现在呢，我们就做回向。这比较厚的这本日常诵文，应该是32面。愿以此功德普及于一切。我等与众生皆共成佛道，愿此珍贵菩提心未生令其速生起，以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行菩萨普贤亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向。正如一切三十善事佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是， 将此善根各个皆回向。下个星期见，谢谢大家。
关了是吗？你关了。